This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Life expectancy dropped in Colorado for the second year straight, the kind of decline not seen in decades. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
Driven by COVID-19 and drug overdoses, life expectancy for Coloradans fell to 78 years in 2021. That's slightly lower than 2020, the first year of the pandemic. It's a drop of nearly 3 years compared to 2019. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eric France says it's historic.
The last time life expectancy dropped like this was in 1943, which was the most fatal year of World War II for the nation. So it is tragic.
COVID-19 was the leading cause of death among Hispanic people in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Children as young as 6 months old in Colorado have started receiving their COVID-19 vaccines. They're now available through pediatricians, family doctors, mobile clinics, community health centers, pharmacies, and Children's Hospital Colorado clinics. Immunization Branch Chief Heather Roth says the state has been working for the last half year to expand the vaccine network.
And making it as easy as possible and as accessible as possible for families to find vaccines for young children across the state.
The state is reaching out to parents and guardians through text messages, emails, and virtual and in-person educational events. Coloradans have one more day to vote in this year's primary election. Voters will narrow the field for which Democratic and Republican candidates move forward to the general election in November. The biggest races are for governor, Senate, and 8 congressional districts, but people will also choose candidates for posts like their county's sheriff. So far, nearly 600,000 ballots have been returned. This is CPR News and KRCC.